Opera star Angela Brown presents Opera from a Sister's Point of View. It comes up this Saturday, October 16th, in the Musical Arts Center. Angela, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Walker, for having me. Very excited.
Now, your career in opera, oratory, or recitals taken you from Bloomington to Europe, Asia, and all across the country. You've gotten a number of awards and some enthusiastic reviews. I have to say, though, my favorite award that's listed for you is your membership in the Indianapolis Public School Hall of Fame.
Yes, that was great.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I think it was a nominating process. And, you know, my name's been going around here in Indianapolis for a while. And, of course, I graduated. I went through all 12 grades here in public school. So I guess it was just a natural occurrence. It was going to happen sometime, and I'm glad it did.
Were you active in music in school?
Oh, definitely. From grade school on up. My first appearance, well, my first audition didn't go very well in first grade. I was auditioning for I'm a Little Teapot, Short and Stout, and I couldn't quite get the steps together. But I had those words down, and I vowed any time I had a chance to get in front of an audience after that, I was going to do my best, and I have. So then I went on, you know, did a lot of talent shows and other civic community things here in the city. So, yeah, I've been deep in music since I was a baby.
In a way, your program, Opera from a Sister's Point of View, is both a musical autobiography and a bit of testimony.
Basically, you hit that on the head. Hit it on the head. It is a musical testimony of the different genres of music that I've done in my life and that I enjoy still very much today, not just classical.
I love to shout, I love to sing, let God's saints come in. I love to praise my heavenly King, let God's saints come in. Oh, come down, angels, a troubled water.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to enjoy the classical music.
Well, actually, it wasn't until I went to Oakwood College in Huntsville, Alabama, that I knew I had a classical voice at all. I did a lot of musical theater here in Indianapolis at high school and then at Civic Theater, and even had an opportunity to go to New York in the early 80s and audition for Dreamgirls as a cover for the role of Effie, which is the Jennifer Holliday, Jennifer Hudson role. And that didn't pan out for me, but I was bitten by the stage bug. And so then I decided that I wanted to go and study music. And I went to Oakwood College in Huntsville, Alabama, and my teacher there was very taken with my voice, and I took to the technique like a duck to water. It was very easy for me to just to sing in this different genre of music that I wasn't sure I wanted to do at all. And then going on to Indiana University with Virginia Zaiani, everything just came together. So it was just magical.
Your program includes music from opera composers like Wagner and Puccini and Verdi, and there's a modern work for you by Daniel Poor. There are also works from the pages of the great gospel composers like Undine Smith Moore.
Well, she's more of a spiritual. That's more of the spirituals side of things, because gospels and spirituals are totally different. But I do have a little surprise for you all at the end of the concert, so, you know, keep that gospel in mind.
Our guest Angela Brown returns to Bloomington with pianist Cliff Jackson for her one-woman show, Opera from a Sister's Point of View, Saturday, October 16th in IU's Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.